With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting. Funding for this program is provided in part by the North American Festival of Wales, a four-day celebration of Welsh music and culture featuring seminars, theater, concerts, and more, August 31st through September 3rd in Rochester, New York. Details online at nafow.org.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and today we're making a return visit to the program archives to hear a broadcast by Richard Gladwell, this show's original host and creator. Richard began his lifelong love of sacred choral music at the age of six when he was a choir boy in London. He sang in church choirs in Essex County, England as a teenager and received his musical education through the University of Birmingham in the West Midlands. Richard brought his passion for sacred choral music with him to the United States in 1955 and shared it with listeners on public radio. Today, we'll hear a broadcast from 2002, and here is Richard Gladwell to tell us about this program.
Today, we feature a choir from Princeton, New Jersey, known as the Princeton Singers. They have earned a reputation as one of the nation's finest choral ensembles. The Singers are very fortunate in having composer-conductor Stephen Stamitz as their director, and we'll hear some of his compositions further along in this program. The Princeton Singers were founded in 1983 by an Englishman named John Bertolo, who, when I knew of John in England, was the organist and choirmaster of Blackburn Cathedral in the north of England. Dr. Bertolo came to America and in 1983 succeeded James Litton as director of music at Trinity Church in Princeton, and also founded the Princeton Singers. John Bertolo was steeped in the Anglican choral tradition, and we start off with John Shepherd's Libera nos, salva nos, free us, save us, justify us. From their first CD, entitled All Creation Rejoices, we heard the Princeton Singers, conducted by John Bertolo, singing Libera Nos, Salva Nos by John Shepherd. And from the same CD, we hear the Princeton Singers in works by William Harris, reverently known as Doc Harris, and Robert Parsons. The text of Bring Us, O Lord, was written by the poet, cleric, and later Dean of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, John Donne. This anthem is followed by Robert Parsons' setting of the Latin Ave Maria. This 16th-century English composer became a gentleman of the Chapel Royal in London and set mainly Latin text to music. Here again are the Princeton Singers, conducted by John Bertolo.
Thank you.
The Princeton Singers, under their director and founder, John Bertolow, in an anthem by William Harris, Bring Us, O Lord, and the Ave Maria, as set by the 16th century composer Robert Parsons. This is a program on the Princeton Singers of Princeton, New Jersey, and you're listening to With Heart and Voice. It did not surprise me when I learned that John Bertolow was retiring from his position as organist and choirmaster of Trinity Church, Princeton, New Jersey, and as the director of the Princeton Singers, and returning to his native England and his hometown, Blackburn. This was in 1998. As a gift of gratitude on the part of the Singers and his 15 years of dedication, devotion, leadership and artistry, the Princeton Singers recorded a CD called A Fond Farewell. And from it, we'll hear a secular song with music by Vaughan Williams. It's actually one of my favourites, called Lyndon Lee. And then from one of John's own compositions, two of the numbers, Happiness and The Crown of My Rejoicing, which actually is the title of this five-movement piece. Timothy Harrell plays the organ.
Thank you.
A fond farewell to John Bertolo, founder of the Princeton Singers, who retired and returned to Blackburn, England, where he still leads an active life at Blackburn Cathedral, where he was the organist and choirmaster for 18 years. Lyndon Lee, a secular song, and two sections from The Crown of My Rejoicing by John Bertolo. We're going to hear the Princeton Singers under Stephen Starmitz in just a few minutes, but as a separation point, let me play for you Dr. Bertolo's, I believe, I could be wrong, only recording of him playing solo organ. This is the well-known Solemn Melody by Sir Walford Davies.
Solemn Melody by Walford Davies was played by John Bertolo on the organ of Trinity Church in Princeton, New Jersey. Today we're making our annual visit to the With Heart and Voice program archives with a show originally broadcast in 2002. It's such a joy to share this broadcast by Richard Gladwell, who passed away in 2009. Coming up, we'll hear more from the Princeton Singers under their current director, Stephen Samets. I'm Peter Dubois, and you're listening to With Heart and Voice.
In the seasons following the retirement of John Bertolo, the Princeton Singers have been under the direction of Stephen Stamitz. They have established a tradition of collaboration, performing with the resident choir of the American Boy Choir, with the Westminster Choir College's Schola Cantorum, and with Chanticleer. The Singers have been featured on National Public Radio's Performance Today, my own programme with Heart and Voice, and have broadcast for the BBC. The Princeton Singers will now sing Palestrina's Exultate Deo, followed by a modern work by Darius Milhaud, Babylone. As I read in the notes by Natalka Pavlovsky, the piece describes the corruption of a great city of antiquity, Babylon. Soprano Martha Ainsworth and tenor Eric Schwarzentruder are the soloists with the Princeton Singers, conducted by Stephen Stamitz.
Thank you.
From their CD album called Reincarnations, we heard the Princeton Singers conducted by Stephen Stamets in works by Palestrina and Darius Milhaud. In a moment, two settings of Mary's Song of Thanksgiving, the Magnificat, you are listening to with heart and voice. The first setting of the Magnificat is from the familiar service in G, composed by Charles Villiers Stanford, with its very lovely solo part for treble voice. And then we will hear Stephen Stamets' setting, which I came to like on first hearing. Stephen explains that the compositional idea occurred in a flight from Kathmandu. He says he was taken with what he thought to be a medieval chant being quietly played over the plane's sound system. When he realized no music was being played, and that, in fact, he was actually hearing the gentle thrumming of the harmonics generated by the drone and pulse of the plane's engines. The American Boy Choir joins with the Princeton Singers in these two Magnificats. Stephen Stamets, conducting the American Boy Choir and the Princeton Singers in Magnificats by Charles Villiers Stanford and Stephen Stamets. The Princeton Singers' latest CD is called Old New Borrowed Blues with guest artist Chanticleer. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to play from it, but here is a gospel piece called Follow Jesus, and from their new Christmas CD, Gaudete. Once again, the Princeton Singers.
Jesus, he's got us safe.
Gaudete by Stephen Sametz was sung by the Princeton Singers. Before that, we heard Margaret Duru's Follow Jesus. Thank you for joining me for this special exploration of the With Heart and Voice archives. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from Richard Gladwell in this program from 2002. All of the selections on today's program are from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to the show on the web at withheartandvoice.org. And we hope you'll like us on Facebook. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.